Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I'm super excited because we are in the third day of the year. And I'm looking for new things and greatness from all of us. I'm excited about the new book. Excited about all the great things that are going to be coming out from you. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm motivated, elevated this morning. Because the message is from our soul today. Like you. I will be playing this morning Angie Winans, The Lord's Prayer.
I know you know the story when the disciples asked the Lord how they should pray. I wasn't there, but I can't imagine that they may have sounded something like this. The Lord told them. be thy name.
Thank you.
Thy kingdom come, thy will never change. On earth as it's in heaven, give us our daily bread. Forgive all our sins, as we've forgiven men. Hide us from temptation, please deliver us. For thine is the kingdom, the power. Now you say amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. That was Angie Winans right here on the Love Journey with Janine Ingram. Super excited. We are in 2017. Family, happy new year, happy new you. And guess what? I am reminding you that Burning Bowl is January 6th. Christ Universal Temple, 11901 South Loomis. Get your letters, get your letters, get your letters. Get your letters, get your letters, get your letters. All right. I want to also remind you that Thursday we will be having our very own Zekielana. Yes, talking about her new book. I'm super excited about that, family. All right, we're going to get ready and turn in. Recognizing that there really is only one power, one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit as God, known by many names. But on this line, we recognize him as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Family, happy new year, happy new year. And so as we turn within, cleansing our mind, our emotional body, releasing all things that is no longer serving a higher purpose, recognizing that we are the divine idea in the divine mind of Christ. And so as we become one with the one, and in our oneness, becoming still to breathe, be still and know that I am God. And as we be still, we want to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, breathing in to our heart, down deep into the diaphragm, releasing through the mouth. And as we breathe in, I am more than enough. 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 Be still and know that I am, that I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. I am more than enough. Be still and know that I am the consciousness of Christ. I am God. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am, that I am the consciousness of Christ. I am God. Breathe, family. And release. And last time, be still and know that I am, that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father God, precious and Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Come, God. In the divine mind of Christ, precious and Holy Spirit, as I speak from the transcending power, from the presence of the God consciousness, I invoke and invite all that is and all that will ever be. Come, Holy Spirit. As I invite and invoke the unseen, eternal, loving presence, the ascended master, to cleanse and renew every cell in our body, our emotional body, our mind and our heart. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew the right mind in us. As I ask that every word of my mouth, come, Holy Spirit, and every meditation of my heart will come from the divine higher mind, beloved, I am present. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. And allow every word that I speak to come from the presence of the God, Goddess consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created ego. Release us from all that is no longer serving our Holy Spirit. Come. As I ask you to remove all of myself and allow the presence of my divine mind to come forth in this right now moment, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and renew the right spirit in us. Come, Holy Spirit, and cleanse our mind right now and renew the cells in our body right now, God. Oh, that every cell will release in it any information, any data, any pattern, anything that remembers anything other than the truth. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to cleanse us, our emotional body right now, of anything that remembers lack, anything that remembers fear, that anything that will release anything from us that is not serving a higher purpose, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to release everything in our mind, our body, and our hearts right now, God. Every muscle fiber, every cell, every organ to be released. If any information and data and pattern that is not operating in its true form, in its whole perfection and clean and completeness, God. I'm asking you to come and renew us right now, God, and let the white light of Christ come upon right now, God, to move through our bodies and to cleanse every cell and to cleanse our organ and to bring it into perfect alignment with the perfect will of our mind, consciousness, self, God, that we will operate in the presence of the God energy that is present in each and every one of us, that we will walk the loved I am presence and allow the higher mind to lead, guide, and direct us in 2017, God. I'm asking you to bless our minds right now, God. I'm asking you to take over our thoughts, God, that every thought that we think will be yours, Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm asking you to take over every word, Holy Spirit, that our words will be your words in our higher mind self, God. Oh, I'm asking you to bless each and every one of us, God. I'm asking you to open up the door through the gates of heaven and thrust us in a place of blessing, God. Oh, I'm asking you to remove plans that are not serving our higher self, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and release us and allow us to surrender to the presence of the gift that we are to this planet, God, that we are reminded on this day that we are the greatest miracle ever hit the planet, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, God, as we give great gratitude and opportunity to be here in this one mind, one presence, this one consciousness, God. I'm asking you to remove the veils of our heart, God, that we will open our hearts to all of the goodness and receive all of your abundance this morning, your profuse winds of abundance, God. Oh, I'm asking you to open up your doors, your gates, your heavens, and pour out a blessing. And oh, that it won't be room enough to receive it on this day, God. I'm asking you to send your angels out on assignment. I'm commanding them to go forth today, God, and open doors that would not normally be open, God. I'm asking you to send your angels, as we command the angels to go out on assignment today, to open doors, create a path of as you disperse your legion of angels around us right now, God. Oh, as your legion of angels will protect and guide and lead us today, God. Lead us into our blessing, Holy Spirit. That it will open up a door that will lead us into our Ephesians 3:20 kind of day, Ephesians 3:20 kind of life, Ephesians 3:20 kind of year, God. Oh, I'm thanking you right now for abundantly above more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless the very essence of our being in this right now moment, God. Oh, as we allow the presence of our God consciousness to operate in our being and move in our spirits. Come on, Holy Spirit, and do your stuff on this day as we walk in our authority, our mastery, and our dominion, God. As we will open up all of the gifts that you have given us to operate in today, God, that we will operate in the gifts and talents, that we will do the work to allow you to manifest more of yourself and the more of the light through us, Holy Spirit. Let us be the light. Let us walk in our consciousness of Christ as we recognize we are all that God is. We are the greatest miracle that ever hit the planet. We are God's gift to the earth. And so as we recognize our gift today, we just simply say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. And good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning to every season that we experience. And we're in the winter season. Good morning, winter. Make me think about the song. It's winter in America, family. Oh, good morning, winter. Good morning to the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Oh, sun, the moon, the stars, the land, the soil. And all the beings and energy in the universe, good morning. The earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers, good morning. And good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. As we invite and invoke are legions of angels, being dispersed into this call. As we command our angels to go out on assignment today for each and every one of you, as well as myself, that we will create, that the angels will create and pave a way for us that will be paved in gold, diamonds, ease, elegance, and grace. That the angels will go forth and open doors and magnetize all that is good in our life today, that will take us to a new level. Go forth, angels, and do your work as we invite and invoke your presence into this call, acknowledging you as God's messengers. Good morning, God's messengers. Good morning, archangels, as we invite your presence into this call, invoke your energy into this call. Good morning, archangels. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters. Good morning, as we invite our spirit guides and master guides, good morning, and invoke their presence. All of the unseen spiritual committee, good morning, as we invite our presence and invoke the presence of our unseen committee, spiritual committee. All right, and good morning. I love to stop and honor our ancestors. It warms my heart each and every morning to just acknowledge the presence of those this journey before us. As we acknowledge the presence of those who have walked this journey before us, we say good morning to our ancestors as we honor their presence and invite and invoke them into this space right now. Good morning, ancestors. And to those that are known, we speak their name, even if it's just in our mind. Speak the names of your loved ones who have transitioned the physical planet, but is still present in our life. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. Thank you for being the vehicle. I love you, Mom. I miss you. Good morning, Miss Colette Grant, Nisha Scott. And to all our known ancestors, we honor your presence this morning. And to our unknown ancestors, we honor your presence. And to those that have sacrificed so much for us as a race to move progressively forward, to have the opportunity to live the dream that our ancestors dreamed, we honor your presence this morning. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, ancestors. And to each and every being on this line, good morning, love. Good morning, love journey family. Good morning. Peace, peace to the gods and goddesses. Love to the kings and queens. Love, love family. I'm super excited. We are in the third day of 2017, and I want to wish you a happy new year, a happy new you family. Happy New Year, Happy New You. I'm super excited about all the things that 2017 will bring. Nothing but goodness, opulence, and love. Opulence and love and abundance. Yes, family, super excited about the doors that will open, lessons that we'll learn, and how we will grow and expand. Again, Happy New Year, Happy New You. You are tuned in to the love journey. They call this a prayer line, but I'll call it an experience, a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Welcome to a new day where all things are washed away and we get to try it again. Let's do it again, family. Let's do it again. All right, I am Janine Ann Ingram, author of Born to Be Rich, vision board counselor, speaker, master speaker, inspirational master speaker, huh? Master filmmaker, and your radio host of The Love Journey. Super excited, family. I am blessed to have you in my life. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for being here, for being part of my journey, for allowing me to share my gifts and talents, and for you to be the reflections of all that I am, and for me to be a reflection of all that you are. I am your reflection, and you are mine. And I'm super excited as I honor the gift of you today. I just want to stop and say, again, Happy New Year, Happy New You, and I am honored to have you as a gift in my life to walk this journey with right here on the Love Journey. And, yes, today we're going to talk about the heart, the courage to live our dream. the courage to hear our heart today. I promised you yesterday that we were going to talk about the heart and the soul this week. And then I just want to remind you, we got an awesome guest that I'm super excited to bring to the Love Journey on Thursday. Oh, my God. She's our very own Zakiya Lana, doing it only God way, the way only God can do it, letting her book out. Yes, she has had the courage to allow her book to shine, Jamaica Memoirs. And I'm super excited to have her as a guest. So I want you to come, bring a friend, because she's got some great things to share with the world. Zakiya Lana is a gift to our community and so many other communities. And so I honor her today by reminding you that she will be sharing her gift and her new book right here on The Love Journey. And I'm grateful that I have a platform that God is using us to use to share our gifts and talents. I just want to thank you that. I also want to remind you, Friday in Chicago, Illinois, is the Burning Bowl, 11901 South Loomis, Christ Universal Temple, 7 o'clock. And if you desire for me to take some letters, please have them in by Thursday. Again, I will not take any letters that are coming on in on Friday. If you desire me to take your letters, please, again, note, they should be here by Thursday, whether you want to mail them or email them. I don't mind putting a stamp on them. I don't mind using an envelope. Just please have them in by Thursday, family. Again, Burning Bowl is 11901 South Loomis. If you're in Chicago, Christ Universal Temple. It may even, maybe we can check and see if it's going to be streaming. That's Burning Bowl right here in Chicago, Christ Universal Temple family. If you want to check and see what Unity Temple is close to you that may be having a Burning Bowl experience, you might want to check that out too. All right, family, again, I just want to remind you how much profound gratitude I have for your presence in my life. And it's because of you that I am this morning, and we're going to get started today talking about courage and how to hear our heart. Because it takes courage to even accept our worst, family. You see, the common theme that I find in having conversation with many people that's prevalent even in my own life and learning how to release this process, see, there's a notion that we have to prove our love to other people. But one of the things that I want you to know, that love is not asking us to prove our worth, but to accept it. I'm going to say that again. Love is not asking you to prove your worth, but to accept it. You know, many people choose to be in relationships with someone they know from the beginning that's not right for them, yet they proceed anyway. Many times we try to change the other person. I'm sure we've all been there, because it's part of the journey we all go through to be able to pick people over and over again, wounding ourselves because we're trying to prove our love. But the bottom line is this: when we know and see our own value, we will attract people who do see our value. And this doesn't start outside of us. No, it starts within. Some of us are walking around wondering, what is our purpose? Some of us are walking around disconnected to our money and then want to know why we're not bringing the experience of money in our life the way we want to. This is the work that we have to do. We think it's something we have to do outside ourselves, but even our money is work from the inside. We must learn how to do this by going within. And we learn how to do this by not getting our needs met, then learning through pain. I don't want pain to be our lesson anymore. I want us to learn how to allow vision to pull us. See, pain will push us around until the vision begin to pull. But it seems that as humans, this is how we learn, through pain. And life is the opposite to the school, because in school we study, then get to test. In life we get to test, then we learn. So today I want us to set a new intention for our money, new intention for our relationships, new intentions for our careers, whatever, a new intention for something that we desire. But we must begin by honoring and cherishing ourselves and no longer having to prove our worth, but to accept that we're worthy just the way we are. You see, family, you are more than enough just the way you are. So let's step into letting go of people who do not see our worth. Not because we are selfish, but because we now love ourselves enough to let it go, family. Woo! But do we have the courage to accept our worth today? You see, do we have the courage to truly accept our worth today? Are we willing to let go of things, people, beliefs? You see, I want us to let go of that belief system that no longer serves us anymore. And if you're constantly in a lack, that's a belief system. If you're constantly in a no relationship situation, that's a belief system. What if my life is demonstrating that we no longer desire? I want us to let go and really know that we deserve it more than enough in this life. And that you are worthy just the way you are right now. You're worthy to be loved. I know somebody has to say amen this morning. You are worthy. You are a divine design diva. And just this morning, I want you to know you are a divine design diva and divine design gentleman. You are. And I want you to know you are worthy just the way you are. So who and what should we let go of? And whom and what should we welcome into our life today? I want you to think. I want to start off with this situation today just for us to think about our work so that we can learn how to hear our heart. Because following our heart is following that still, calm, silent voice inside of our body. You see, it's usually in this area that the calm voice speaks to you. It's our wiser self. It's our higher self. It's what we know as intuition, your conscious. It's your Jimmy Cricket. It's your Archangel Michael. Whatever the word is, it doesn't really matter. What I love about the universal, eternal love and presence of what we call God on this line and what some may call differently, it's that it doesn't matter how we call and how we name it. But there's an experience of wisdom, of knowledge that knows all things inside of us from the so many times in our life we disregard it. I often ask, why do we not listen to that still, calm voice inside our head? And I remember having an epiphany about it. I was thinking that maybe we won't listen because maybe it sounds too much like our own voice. And because we can't believe, you know, it's already hard for many of us to believe that we are gods and goddesses on the planet. If we even understood in the Egyptian culture, hue, which is part of human, hue is another word for God. So when you take human, God as man, human, God as man, we are gods and goddesses walking the planet. So why wouldn't the still small voice sound like our voice, our higher mind consciousness, the presence of God that is us, inside of us, that is us, and that speaks and sounds like us? Is that the reason we disregard it? But so many of us are trained to listen in our head. We're very heady people because we overanalyze. We are trained pretty much to overanalyze, especially in the Western culture. We're trained to listen to our heads, to think it through and be logical. But the problem with that is that wisdom is not logical all the time. Our God consciousness, the awareness of the eternal loving presence, is not always logical. See, there's a presence as us. And when we operate in that higher mind consciousness of the God and goddesses that we are, it's not always logical. But we're trained to be logical. The wisdom of the heart is linked with the divine wisdom of God. And the divine wisdom is not logical. Divine wisdom is something that is illogical and oftentimes outside the normal realm of time and space. So when we tap into listening to our heart, then we start to dwell in a different realm. We start to dwell in the realm of the consciousness of God, what some of us call intuition, or that still small voice. Sometimes we're asked in the realm of this realm to take next steps and not knowing that next step. And it can feel really risky, and taking risks and seeing the fruit of our labor afterwards can also help oftentimes take us out of our comfort zone, but it's constantly growing and expanding us when we have the courage to listen to our heart. And so today I really want us to think about listening to our heart. Our brother Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within us. Christ Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within us. All spiritual teachings in their original state, not necessarily the manufactured state, 1,000 years later, we look at the original teachings of all spiritual teaching, and it all comes back to the wisdom is inside of you. So it doesn't matter if you say, well, I don't believe in Jesus. It doesn't matter if your process is Buddha, whatever enlightened being that you may follow. They all come to one understanding in our spiritual knowledge, is that the wisdom and the knowledge of this eternal presence is in us. The wisdom of God, the wisdom of Allah, however you name this presence, is inside of us. And we don't need permission from anybody else to follow the gift that is in our heart to live our dreams and to live on purpose. You see, there's no better time than to do it right now. We are in 2017 right now, the third day. And this year I want it to be different. I even expect that the way we would do the love journey would even be different. As we expand and grow, and as I watch each and every one of you grow, I have to give a shout out to Rosa. I'm super excited about Rosa J and how her growth exponentially. She is just growing exponentially. And I'm watching on the sidelines, doing her meditation program and doing her money program, teaching us how to have a better, more profound relationship with our money. And she's just doing it. But it takes courage. I was watching her on her program and had the microphone and see how she was just speaking and yesterday and moving her hands. I said, you go, Rosa. You're doing a doggone thing. Sometimes I'm just watching you all on the sidelines and saying, thank you, God. Because it is awesome to see my beautiful family growing, expanding, making money, doing what they love, using their gifts and their talents. So today, family, there's something powerful about listening to our heart. You see, the thing about following your heart is that courage is what is required to follow your heart. It takes courage because sometimes you may have to stand and stand alone even when nobody else will be there. You see, sometimes following your heart is when you believe something so true to you because your heart, your wisdom, this presence has told you and nobody else heard it but you, and you know this is for you and only you, and everybody is looking at you like they done lost their cotton picket mind. You see, because sometimes you got to be asked to stretch and grow in ways that only you can do it in that time, and everybody's going to wonder what is going on. Because they're going to be used to the person who's used to following the norm. They're going to be used to the person who is used to doing it a certain fashion in a way that's comfortable so they don't rock no waves. But sometimes when your heart, when we're encouraged to follow our heart, sometimes we're rocking waves and causing chaos because we're not doing it their way. We're doing it our way because this is the way that our heart, we've been planted inside of our heart. And this is what I love about growing up in the Christ Universal Temple, dreams, desires was God, was defined as God tapping at our heart, tapping at our soul, saying, I want to manifest more of myself. You see, when we have the courage to live in our heart and allow our heart to lead us, you become what they call back in the day peculiar kind of people, you know. And it's not always easy. Sometimes it's even quite frightening. I know because I've been there, family. I know because I've been called out on the carpet, but God, I'm here by myself. When I'm going to get my soul tribe, God, just keep doing it and doing it anyway, God said. You might be afraid, but do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And that's maybe sort of an oversimplified version of what courage really is. But if you look at courage, the root word is C-O-U-R. Did you know that that word, this root word comes from the French language. And C-O-U-R means heart in French. So courage is what? Of the heart. Courage is action and wisdom of the heart. Courage is action, wisdom of the heart in action. It's wisdom of the heart in action. So when you follow your heart, it requires courage because it scares the brain. So that's why we say unless you in mortal danger, fear is a compass showing you where to go. So when you're scared, take that next step anyway. When you feel stuck and you just know that you got to leave the relationship, do it anyway. Or say I love you, or quit your job, or start your new business, or write your new blog, or really go to the gym, or whatever that next step is that you feel stuck. That's a survival pattern. And when you're running on survival pattern, just know that fear in the brain's scared to take that next step. The brain is scared because the brain thinks you're going to die. But let me tell you, you are not going to die. Follow your heart. It's very powerful. And find some sacred time where you can spend at least 20 minutes really tapping in, listening to your heart. Because when you do, amazing, miraculous synchronicity starts to show up. And there's really nothing to be afraid of. Really, it isn't. But we are. I am. But when we do what we're supposed to do, miracles are normal in our life then. Miracles become synchronized way of living. And you feel like you're in the flow. And that's the natural state. Because prosperity in every area of our life, prosperity comes from a Latin word meaning in the flow. And when we're in the flow, we're in our natural state, we're in our truth. When money flows in naturally, when love flows in naturally, when health is flowing in naturally, we are in our natural state. And if we're not in a place where that's a natural occurrence, it's because we're too much in our head, family. And we're running on a survival pattern and allowing ourselves to really play small. And we're focusing on a smaller game. You see, the wisdom of the heart, it speaks in small sentences. Yes, no, you're worth it, go for it. It's very simple. It's even illogical. Sometimes it won't even make sense until you take the action and look backwards over time, but following your heart makes sense in reverse. Let me say that again. That may sound crazy, but following your heart sometimes makes sense in reverse. Not all the time going forward. Sometimes we can't even connect the dots until we look back and see how everything played on every situation, played on everything. Every dot is connected, but sometimes as we're in the process of making the dots don't make sense and we can't see how it's going to connect. So I encourage you to listen to your heart. Find some sacred time. Make this a daily practice where you tap into the heart. where you tap into the very essence of your soul. It's like having a relationship. You want to have a relationship with your heart and your soul. You want to check in every single day. You'll be amazed at what happens when you actually embody and take action and find the courage to follow the goals of your soul that can be found in your heart. So my great request is that you listen, find some sacred time, and make this a daily practice. Now, you might be listening to this right now, and you might be saying, girl, Janine done lost her mind, her cotton picking mind. But let's talk about, at some point, why are you afraid to follow your heart? Why are you afraid to listen to the gift of the presence of the eternal love that is us as us, that is always willing to show us, guide us, and lead us? Because when you really follow your heart, you become aware of who and what you are. And I often ask, why are you afraid? When you really follow your heart in the path, has it worked? For me, it has. I don't mean wear your heart on your sleeves, and I don't mean being a love addict or a codependent. I mean really, truly following the inner wisdom. You see, we've got to confuse what it means to follow our heart. We think following our heart means to be addicted or, oh, I love him so much. No, you in chemical soup, baby. That don't have nothing to do with love. All that stuff right there, when you're addicted to having something that is not working in your direction, that's chemical soup. That's all that chemical energy and your desires and all that stuff and that physical attraction stuff. That's not love. That's not what I'm talking about in your heart. I'm not talking about being codependent, addicted, or, oh, I can't eat, sleep, that stuff. I'm talking about truly following the inner wisdom. And when you do, you'll see life pay off big dividends. You'll see rewards beyond your own imagination. What are the synchronicities and the miracles that can happen when you tap into that place? Think about all how life can really change when we really recognize the wisdom of our heart. And I know sometimes we can't tell the difference between our head and our heart. Sometimes we think we followed our heart in the past and we've been hurt and we decided to never do that again. So we call ourselves closing off our heart. Or maybe we think that following our heart is just a cheesy Disney thing that doesn't work in the real world. Well, the good news I want you to know is you really can talk and listen to your heart. And no, you don't have to drink green juice or go gluten-free to do it. Although, even though those things help the body feel better. But when you truly listen to your heart, you can never make a wrong choice. And let me tell you why. Here's the truth. You are a divine being. Let me say that again. You are a divine being. You come from a divine place, and that place communicates with you through the heart space. Okay, I'm going to say it again. You are a divine being. You are the greatest miracle that ever hit the planet. You come from a divine place, and that place communicates with you through the heart. You are divine. There's so many great things happen when we begin to listen to our inner wisdom, listen to our hearts, take our power back. Anything is possible when we listen and follow our inner wisdom, listening to how it gives us the power to do what we came to the planet to do. It connects us back to the place of our wisdom. You see, you won't need to seek approval from the outside world because the real wisdom is you are seeking is seeking you from within. We got 10 minutes left. It's 6:50. I thought we'd take a few minutes and do Master Kemp's heart, how to listen to the heart. Family, you are a divine being. And there's no greater miracle than you on the planet. Today, family, I really want us to get into practice of having the courage to do what we've been called to the planet to do. So if you are able to get still for 5 minutes and hear the heart therapy, and if you're not, just do what you're doing and then come back tonight and hear this. Let's do it together, fam.
Welcome to Kip Heart Therapy. After working with thousands of people from all over the globe and hundreds of people one-on-one, I found that there is great wisdom that lives inside you. You have tremendous power within you. You may have looked for it everywhere else. But the truth is, the part of you that's been doing the looking is what you're looking for. And what you've been seeking is that connection to your own heart. I found that when you talk to your heart, it talks back. There's an emerging field called body intelligence. And this field shows us that we can talk to our body and our body will talk back. So close your eyes. Place your hands over your heart. Let's go on the journey to connect you back to that wise and profound part of you. So take a deep breath in and hold the breath and squeeze the body tight, 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 and see if you can feel your pulse. Keep your eyes closed. Squeeze. Another deep breath in and hold the breath and squeeze the body tight, and again see if you can feel a pulse. Slowly exhale. Keep your eyes closed. Your job is to silence your mind. You don't have to get this right. Remember that thinking happens in the head. Feeling and wisdom happens in the heart. Your heart is the center of love. Your heart is how the divine speaks to you. It is your best friend and your conscience. Your heart has been speaking to you for a while. And it's possible that up until now, you just haven't been listening. So we're going to drop you into your body and into your heart. This is a combination of profound wisdom and cutting-edge science. So all you gotta do is just be open. When you have that level of rapport with your heart, you'll find that your heart does talk back. Before we get started, we're gonna do a few minutes of a heart breath. So all you gotta do is keep your hands on your heart and focus on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Just focus on the center of your chest and your beating heart. If your mind wanders, bring it back. For the next few moments, next few minutes, just stay focused on your beating heart.
Namaste.
your eyes closed and stay focused on the center of your chest, on your beating heart. Now I'm going to teach you basic body awareness. So I want you to stay focused on your heart, and I'm going to say something, and then I want you to repeat after me. And just notice what comes. We're going to prompt your body and your heart and teach you how to listen to it. So I'm going to say something, and then you just repeat it and notice what comes. You ready? Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? One more time. Repeat after me. Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? Now I'll try a different question. You ready? Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Again, repeat after me. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Let's try that again. Heart, show me yes. Heart, show me yes. What do you notice? And then again, heart, show me no. Heart, show me no. What do you notice? Generally with my clients, what I've found is that a yes can be an expansion or a speeding up, and a no can be a slowing down or a contraction. Everybody's physiology is different, so don't judge your response. Just notice the difference. We've started the journey to teach you how to talk to your heart. Say yes, something happens, and when you say no, something different happens. So we're going to go through a series of questions that we'll ask your heart. These questions will give you wisdom and a breakthrough. Be open, be receptive, and most importantly, be curious. So keep your eyes closed. And remember each time to repeat after me, and then listen and notice. Heart, show me where you are. What'd you notice? Let's try that one more time. Heart, show me where you are. What do you notice? Where is your heart in your body? Usually it's in the chest, but sometimes it could be anywhere else too. We've had people have their heart in their hands, their legs, there's lots of different places. Just notice where it is for you. And notice that as you ask a question, your heart responds. Ask one more time. Heart, show me where you are. What do you notice? Heart, have I always followed you? Heart, have I experienced pain because I haven't always followed you? Heart, have I experienced pain because I haven't always followed you? Emotion might be emerging, so don't hold it back. Let it come. You're safe. Don't hold back. Heart, why have I let the need for certainty run my life up until now? Heart, Why have I let the need for certainty and for safety run my life up until now? Ask and listen. Remember to repeat after me. Heart, what did I get out of a comfortable life up until now? Heart, why have I been playing small? Heart, did I believe that it had to be perfect before I got started? Just notice what you hear. Heart, is it possible that you are the divine dwelling within me? Heart, are you how God speaks to me? Let's say that one again. Heart, are you how God speaks to me? It's nice to meet you, God. I didn't know you were so close. Heart, why wasn't I living my purpose in the past? Heart, what do you want me to know about living my purpose moving forward? Heart, what message do you have for me about my romantic life? Heart, who do I need to forgive? Heart, what will I gain by forgiving this person? Heart, what do I need to let go of? Heart, when would now be a good time to let go? Heart, what's the worst thing that would happen if I let go? Heart, I'm scared to take the next step. I'm scared that I won't be supported. I'm scared that people won't like me. How do I take the next step, heart? Heart, what am I going to do in the future when I want to give up? Heart, what am I going to do in the future when I want to quit? Heart, what should I do in the future when I get frustrated? Heart, what's my next grounded action step? Heart, what's my next grounded action step? action step. Heart, what do you have to say to the fearful part of me that thinks this is all bullshit? Heart, how can I tell the difference between you and my head? Let's ask that one again. Heart, how can I tell the difference between you and my head? Heart, whose approval do I need to live my dreams? Heart, how should I treat my body moving forward? Heart, how often should I talk to you? Thank your heart for giving you life in every moment. You can do this meditation anytime you want. Your heart is always there for you. Your heart is wise. Your job is to trust what it says. Just for a moment, sit in gratitude for your heart. And see yourself trusting it each and every day, in each and every moment. Be grateful.
All about trusting our heart. Today's message is about trusting the heart. The heart has wisdom. And as I remind you today, you are a divine being. You come from a divine place. And that place communicates with you through your heart. Whew. All right, the courage to live our heart-sized dream. That's what the message was all about. Thank you for those who had the opportunity to listen to the heart therapy. Thank you for listening to the message today. Any questions, comments, or concerns, again, you can star 6 or press the 1. I want to remind you again that Burning Bowl is Friday, 1-19-01 South Loomis, Christ Universal Temple, 7 o'clock. If you expect me to take the letters, please have them in by Thursday. Please, please, please. All right, family, 11901 South Loomis, Christ Universal Temple, right here in Chicago, Illinois, 7 o'clock. That is the Burning Bowl Experience. And if you live in another city and want to find out if there's a Burning Bowl in your city, then just look up the Christ, just look up the Unity Churches. All right. Any questions? You press the 1 if you're on Blog Talk. Okay, family, I know that that was quite an experience this morning. I just want to go over a few things that we talked about so you can remember. So yesterday we talked about some of the tools we can use, our mirror work, and how powerful the mirror is and why mirror work works. We also talked about talking to our little girl or our little boy inside of us, asking our little girl or little boy to release the beliefs and the things that we've learned that's keeping us from our higher self. And we also talked about writing letters to spirit and then having the spirit write back to us. So those are some of the things we talked about yesterday. And today our lesson is to what? To really sit still with our heart and check in with our heart space. And to know that you're already worthy and you're more than enough. And when we know and see our own value, we will begin to attract more of the magnificence of life. So this lesson was to remind us to have the courage to accept our worth today, to have the courage to live in our heart space, and to remember we don't have to have pain to learn. But when we don't get the lessons, then we find ourselves in the same situation over and over and over again, wounding ourselves because we're trying to prove our love. And let me tell you, you don't have to prove your love. Because love is not asking us to prove our worth, but it's asking us to accept our worth. You are more valuable than you can ever imagine. You are God's greatest miracle. You are God's greatest gift to the planet. That's my message. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Have an amazing day, reminding you that we have a very powerful guest speaker on Thursday, our very own Zakiya Lana, and she will be talking about Jamaica memoirs. We want to send love out to her. Having the courage to allow her book to come out. Such a beautiful book. We thank Zakiya Lana. She'll be here Thursday, January 10th. We're having a powerful speaker. His name is Safian, and he has a book, How to Have an Experience with the Archangels, How to Bring Archangels, How to Manifest with your Archangels, How to Manifest. And so that's what his lesson is going to be about next week, how to manifest with your angels. So I'm super excited about that. And I just want to remind you again, Burning Bowl is Friday, 11901, South Loomis. And today, you are more than enough. All right, family, I want to remind you again, you are more than enough, and I'm going to bring in Rosa J, doing it God's way. Good morning, Rosa.
Good morning, my sister love. How are you? It's
good,
so good
morning.
To be here.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Miss Lady. I'm super proud of you.
And I'm open and receptive to that. You know, I just took some advice. You know, I have not yet moved into what I aspire to do as far as meditate till you levitate. I aspire to go live with that, and that's coming. But, you know, all that you talked about, and I love the meditation that you did this morning. I love that meditation because, see, you are your own teacher. I am all that God desires me to be. And when I first stepped into knowing that I am, as you say, a manifestation of God walking, and I remember Archbishop Starling from Imani Temple writing in his book that we are God, and it says that in Psalms. And the idea of not dismissing the creator, the universe, but knowing that I am the universe and stepping into that. So, yeah, I am. I just accept things, you know, and flow with them as opposed to against them. Because this is just an experience called human, called earth. But I am more than that. And that whole saying of I am a spiritual being, just having a human experience. And in that experience, I learned to accept and move forward, not debate, not defend. Just look at it and say, oh, what part of that can I encompass? What part of that can I see? How can I change that whole angst and anxiety of life? And what I've found is that all I have to do is just look at it, accept it, and keep it moving. I remember when I was in my 20s, this lady and I started teaching in D.C. public schools, and I used to rant and rave about all the things that were wrong with the system and the classroom and stuff. And she used to say, girl, you need to let that stuff go. You need to, you have to find a way to release it and keep moving forward. Just do you, boo. She didn't use boo. She said, just do you, Rosa. And that's basically what it is. Is it going to be scary? It may. Are you going to fail? Not really, because all you do is learn lessons how not to do that or what to do to change that. You know, there is no right or wrong. There's only a lesson to be learned. You always say there is no right or wrong. There's only God to be revealed. And that's true. Just dropping little tidbits like that encompasses my spirit and allows my physical being to move into greater things. So I appreciate you in acknowledging that I have changed over the years, that I have grown and expanded since I've been in this experience called the Love Journey, Inc. And I am so grateful. You know how you just stick around forever and ever because you know this is a place where you grow and become better, become more expansive. That's what I see the Love Journey about, you know. And if we just do a little bit, like the mirror work, you know, just do one of the things that you recommend. Listening to that meditation every day could help you before you get out of your bed. You know, wake up a little earlier so you can do some things for yourself before you begin to do things for others. That's been a great thing that I've been able to do. So I am grateful, and I pray that 2017 be your best year ever, that you expand in such ways that people won't even recognize you, but they'll appreciate you and honor you. So have a good God day. Know that I love you no matter what. Be blessed.
All right. Thank you, Rosa J. That was Rosa J. doing it God's way, doing her meditate till you levitate, doing her many things that she does. All right. Again, I just want to remind you, Thursday we will be bringing our very own Zakiya Lana to the call on Thursday. Make sure you bring a friend. Let them know that Zakiya is sharing her Jamaica memoirs. All right. Invite a friend and let the healing begin. All right, family, we're going to listen to a little Reverend Ike. You Must Believe You Deserve. And we're going to have a song, and then I want you to have a pleasant, wonderful, amazing day, the third day of 2017. Happy New Year. Happy New You. And I'm looking to an excitement because of all the great things that we will be experiencing this year. All right. Expansion and growth, opulence and abundance. That's our motto. Let's do it, family. You must believe you deserve.
This is one of the reasons why one of the big things that keep money and goodness away from people is such a bugaboo. Do you know, people feel that they are not worthy. People have a great feeling of undeservedness. And where does it begin? With that religious idea of original sin. There's a chapter in this book titled, You Deserve God's Goodness. And I'm going to tell you, until you get all of those ideas out of your head about you don't deserve and you're not worthy, then you're going to be kicking money and all of the various forms of good that you would really like to have away from you. In this book, in that chapter, You Deserve God's Goodness, I tell you the one reason why you do deserve all of God's goodness. There's only one reason. And first of all, let me relieve you. It's not because you are either good or bad. Matter of fact, the bad folks, sometimes I think they get it before the good folks. Why? Because the bad folks don't have the hang-ups that you good folks have. See, the bad folks don't give a hang about all that theology. They don't care whether you believe in post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. Matter of fact, I gave up all tribulation myself. I've already been through mine, going through some of it right now. I ain't looking for no more tribulation. Well, let me hear you say, I ain't looking for no more tribulation. But do you know, organized religion will put you through all these things. And there are preachers and churches and theologians that cuss each other out and fall out over whether they're post-trib or pre-trib or mid-trib or no-trib. I'm a no-trib. I've got enough of the tribulation. Just like the old lady that used to sit on her porch rocking and moaning all the time. A little kid came by and said, Grandma, how come you always moaning and groaning like that? Grandma stopped rocking and shook her finger in the kid's face and said, Now let me tell you one thing. The Bible says that we are going to have trials and tribulation. And I don't care what you say, I mean to tribulate. You know, you can get whatever you want out of the Bible and some stuff you don't want. If you don't know what you're doing, do not read the book of Revelation. You will never sleep again. You'll get mixed up with those headless horsemen. And drown in the sea of blood. Well, let me get back. Reverend Ike, what does all of this have to do with money? And I was about to tell you something about feeling undeserved. Here's another way of stating principle. In life, you get what you sincerely think, believe, and feel you deserve. If you feel like you deserve that new church, that property, you'll get it. If way down in your gut, you are convinced, it is your conviction that God wants you to have it, nothing can keep it from you. And you see, we've got to, that's just another statement, gut level, that I'm using again to describe the Freudian term for subconscious and the Bible term for heart. But you see, this is what you've got to learn how to do. You've got to learn how to get way down there in your gut.
Yes, sir.
Some of you need a gut job. Ask yourself, what do I think? What do I believe? What do I feel about myself? Way down in my gut.
What do I believe about myself way down deep? That's the thing I want us to think about today, and I want us to watch. What is our belief system about ourselves? Because that dictates and predicates how we navigate through life. I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to not live, just live. I mean, not just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Know you are God's greatest miracle. And let them in, family, right here on the Love Journey. This is Whining Phase 2. These are the things of the children of the land. And this song is called Let Them In. I am Janine Ingram. See you in the morning on the Love Journey. Again, Happy New Year. Happy New You. Let them in, family.
Let them in. Yeah.
Come on, people. Let them in.
my family. Have a great, amazing day. Know I love you and God loves you too. Phenomenal. Have a phenomenal, amazing,
goodbye.
Love your day. In love.